Heyo, heyo. It has been a while. Yeah. That is what I'm gonna say for now. Currently, I am working on I don't know what to call this little thingy, because surprise, I'm gonna try streaming because it's summer and I don't know, I play a lot of games. But I don't have the privacy to record things. The things that you guys probably want to hear. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll try streaming. So you can at least see the games that I'm doing while I'm doing little rambles. Because I do like to ramble while playing games. Ramble to you guys while I'm playing games, at least. And I thought, I don't know, it's a little awkward every time because I don't, like, record my game for you guys to see. So I thought maybe try that out. So I'm currently working on setting that up. Well, I have most of it set up already. I'm just making little, scenes. I just did a little, it was pretty impulsive decision, but here we are now, at least, you know, hyper fixating on this. I am currently making an offline screen because I don't have one of those. Well, I don't have any scene transition thingies either, so I'm currently making those too. I made a quick banner. I remade my avatar to put up. I forget the word, but anyways, I remade one because I like it, but it was made a long time ago. So I remade it. I actually have a tablet now, so I used my tablet to remake it. I modified it a little bit too, also, because as much as I love having Ralph in the thing as well, I feel like not necessary on Twitch. I've modified it a little bit so that it looks more like a hoodie as well instead of a onesie, you know? Because I'm really not sure who might be jumping on, depending on, you know, what time I'm streaming and whatever. So I was like, maybe we'll modify it a little bit, make it a little more general public safe. Not that there's anything, you know, not safe for work about Ralphie. He's a good boy. But I thought it'd be nice to do that a little bit. So it's, I don't know. I like it, at least. It's still pretty simple. Didn't do any shading or anything on it because I'm bad at shading. So it's all just flat colors, which I don't think there's really anything wrong with flat colors. It's nice and simple. All of these are simple designs because I did them. But I hope you like them because I did spend a little bit of time on this. So far, this thing that I'm working on right now is the thing that's taken me the longest because I didn't really have like an idea for what I wanted to make. So this is sort of just what I came up with. I thought it would be pretty cute because I wanted to keep my colors the same. And I thought, well, that's already my avatar, so maybe I'll just lean into that a little bit. So it's basically, well, I suppose you'll see it. Probably, maybe, if you decide to watch. What else? I'm kind of just going and doing this little ramble while I'm doing this because I thought a little preview or something would be nice instead of just tossing a link out there and being like, hey, guess what? Got this going on now. So it's a little bit of a warning, I guess, maybe. Yeah. I considered doing this on stream. This whole scene creation thing, but I thought, what if I actually need to use the scenes, the transition thingies, during, you know? So I thought, maybe I won't just immediately, you know? But, let's prepare a little bit, which is hilarious considering most of the time I never prepare for anything. Kinda just am aware that it's gonna happen and then I'm like, wow, it's really coming up on us. And just don't prepare. And I'm just like, whatever happens, happens. It truly be like that sometimes. It's always like that, honestly. Finals. Should I study? Probably. Will I? I will not. I will simply look at the calendar date and be like, well, got a final coming up. Boy howdy, I sure hope that goes well. And then ignore it completely. Unless there's like a study guide. But even then, I leave the study guide to do until last. I don't actually complete the study guide to use it for its intended purpose. Because usually a study guide is... I don't usually do a study guide unless it's for points, you know? Like, does anybody do a study guide just to study? I'm not sure. If you do, please tell me what that's like. So I imagine you're very well put together and I could just cannot imagine being that put together and well organized. Indeed. Right now I'm just cleaning this thing up because before I was doing a lot of adjusting and stuff when I was making these, I don't know, this whole thing. I'm gonna attempt to make it like a GIF. Because I think it would be cute as a GIF. But I'm actually not super sure how to turn it into a gift. I'm kind of just, you know, I'm really just winging it here. So I'm like, spent maybe 2-3 hours creating this so far, and I'm like, okay, got a bunch of things. How do I complete this? Turn it into a GIF. Because I've just got a bunch of little things ready and complete, you know, like a, if it were a flipbook, it'd be a flipbook of, oh god, I forgot that I just accidentally hit the transparency lock on that layer. I freaked out because I was like, oh no, what did I do? Because I have not saved in a while, which is not very smart, you know, like, overall, will I save since I've brought it up? Probably not. In the last 9 days, to go away. It won't go away. That's how I'm feeling. Feeling? Watched a new Bo Burnham. There we go. Watched a new Bo Burnham special when it came out, and I've watched it on repeat maybe every single day since it's come out. And honestly, I love it a lot. Do I feel things that I wish not to feel after I finish watching it every single time? You sure bet I do. Will I stop watching it? I will not. And truly, that's just how it's gonna be. Kaden. I'm just listening to music also. So every now and then, my bad if I just, you know, make noise. So I'm listening to music. Don't know if you can hear it through my headphones. So I've got my headphones on. I've got my headphones half on. Well, I started to say I just need you. I don't really wanna be here. Remember, I won't be showing you my number. Did I finish my thought about what I'm doing? Because I feel like I didn't. I think that I might have just started talking about something else immediately, which is not the best. Something that I have to stop doing. But anyways, as I was making this, I did a lot of adjustments and modifications to the original drawing that I was doing, you know, like moving it around the canvas and resizing it, positioning different pieces here and there. So I don't know why. I probably do know why, but we're just gonna say that I don't know why it happened. But there's like a bunch of little ghost traces on every single layer from where everything else was beforehand. Because, like, I redrew parts over and over because that's how I do these. I sort of just, like, do a very bad sketchy type of dealio, just to have what it is that I want to do down, and then I just go layer by layer on top of it, on top of the original one, fixing things here and there as I go. I went, how many layers did I do on this one? I have no idea, actually, because I actually started deleting them as I was going. Let's go back on that one. I feel like that one was bad. But I did have quite a few. So I started with a very bad blob at first. And then I started a new layer and I made the blob less blobby and wobbly and more circular and smooth. And then I built upon that one. And then after I had that started, I started deleting things again as I was changing things, because it's sort of like doing the entire thing, but it's also like doing things piece by piece. I don't think I'm explaining this very well, but it's like, Okay, let me explain this. Let me just pause what I'm doing here for a second and just... Okay, so, started off blob. It was blue because I do my sketches in blue just to help distinguish between things while I'm going layer by layer, so that way I know exactly which parts are the actual sketch that I'm working on and which parts are just the blueprints of it, you know? Because I draw on top of it on a different layer, so it's like boom, 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 you know? So for this one, I went specifically, I went blue, then black, then orange, and then black again for some of the details, and then gray, and then the pink, and then the other gray, for the bubble thingy on the side. So that's the order I went in for all of the color layers that I did. But yeah, everything, well, not everything, everything. The blueprint was just essentially just the two orange blobs, orange circles that I made. That was all that was my blueprint, basically, because I was like, we'll go with this and this, and then it was really wonky circles. And then... yeah, then I built upon that. I did blue, and then with the black, I went over it again to make the circles more circular, but they were, like, weird looking because they were actually, like, ovals and regular circles instead of having a slight shape of it that the end result has. So it was, like, circle and, like, a little oval inside of the circle. And then I added in the face pieces, sort of. I kind of did, like, little squiggles to show what I wanted to have there, and then I did the little face for the hood. But it didn't look how the end result here looks. It was very bad looking. and it was really small, and I didn't like it, so... I do all of these pieces layer by layer, so it's not like I did blue and then all of the black lines on one layer. I did one layer of blue and then I did the new circle blobby things for the hood on one layer, and then on the next layer is where I added in the ear pieces, and then on another layer I did the little face for the hood, and then another layer I started adding in the face pieces for my face, and then I had all of those completed. Then I went back into each individual layer, and sometimes I duplicated a layer if I liked one side better than the other, and then I would just erase the thingy on one side and erase the other side on the other layer, the duplicate layer. And then I would mirror it, and then I would have to reposition it again so that way they were even instead of being in a weird position, because when it mirrors across the entire canvas, not just like exactly where it is. You probably can do it exactly where it is. I just haven't really figured out how to do that because I only really sort of started using my tablet and drawing on my entire PC instead of just on my phone, you know, because that's how I was doing my things before. I was just drawing on my phone. So I'm getting used to a new layout for a drawing program and the tablet. The tablet was actually really easy to get used to, honestly. I thought I was gonna have more trouble transitioning, but it's really easy. It was pretty amazing, honestly. And I actually think I finished cleaning up most of what I wanted to clean up on this. I think I will have to resize the canvas, but I think I have everything fixed. I just have to I don't know if I want to add things to it, like duplicate all of the things so that they'll have two things to it. I'm not sure. I haven't used this flipbook thingy because I've just never used it. But there's a thingy on here that'll take my layers and put them into a flipbook. And I've never used that before, but we're gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. And hopefully it turns into what it is that I wanted to do. I'm not sure, but either way, I should save this really quickly, and I do believe I think this is good. Okay, now let me try from image sequence. Foreground, midground, import as. Let's see, foreground would be in the front, midground would be right there. I don't know, because I've never used a flipbook before, so I don't really know what it is that I would want. I guess I'll do it in the foreground. Let's try that. I gotta name the file. How about that? Let's see. Does this not work? I don't know how to do this. Maybe this? Is this what it does? Okay. I think that is not at all what I wanted it to do. I have no idea how to use this. Honestly. Let me just exit out of that and figure it out in a second. That's not what I wanted to do. Not at all. Oh no. Okay, I didn't mean to mess with that either. I clicked on the wrong program. Let's try opening this again. Oh my goodness. Let's see. This one. Let me bring this one up. And let me see if I can. Oh, I gotta change the background. Castaways. Yeah, castaways. Are there alive? We are castaways. Living in a house of cards. Castaways ahoy. We are castaways. Oh, wait. I'm not done yet, actually. I see now. Ay, ay, ay. I see now my mistakes. Clear as day, because I forgot to change the color of the background, which was hiding so many of these things from me. We're there, ahoy, we are castaways. Island at sea, me and me. Castaways, ahoy, we are castaways. So yeah. Doing this again, I guess. I've been listening to the same playlist for the past 5 days, maybe. I'm really not sure when I created it, but this is all that I've been listening to since I've made it. Not sure if you guys have noticed, because I'm not sure how many people were actually listening to the playlist that I was making, but I've sort of fallen out of making new playlists to post onto the subreddit, which is my bad, honestly, because I sort of just started listening to just everything on repeat. I don't know what to call it, but I started hyperfixating on certain songs instead of being curious and trying to look for new music or old music that I hadn't listened to in a while. So I wasn't really making new playlists. I could probably post this one that I made. I think it's mostly new music. Well, there's some songs that are old, of course, but I think these are all songs that I haven't put on playlists before. I think at least one of these songs has been on a playlist before. Maybe two or something. Blows me, I feel like I'm floating. Calls me pretty like somebody. It's 7 a.m. Oh, which is also another thing. I gotta figure out when a good time to stream is. I don't mind talking to myself. I don't, but I do want to try to stream when anyone who would be interested would be able to be there, you know, because my sleep schedule and stuff is so messed up right now. I'm going to sleep at noon, and then I don't wake up until the evening time. I'm not oversleeping or anything. I'm actually getting a recommended amount of sleep, I think, for once. It's just at a bad time. So it seems like I'm sleeping too much, but I'm sleeping a perfectly adequate amount of time, actually. A healthy amount of time. It's just at a bad time in the day. Which is what I'm dealing with. Did anybody else's sleep schedule just get messed up so severely? I really don't know. I'm messed up there. I think, well, I wrote some of this stuff already into my account, but I'm probably most likely gonna be streaming Dead by Daylight in Overwatch because I haven't been playing Overwatch very recently, like much at all. But I still want to get back into it. I think there's 2 more days left on the Ashes Deadlock thingy, and I think I need 6 or 7 more wins or something to get the skin, and I think there's like 2 days left on the challenge, so I should do that later. But yes, the anniversary event is also going on for Dead by Daylight, so I want to do a lot of that also because, you know, anniversary event be big blood points. I mean, water. Okay. Now I think that's good. Can I resize my canvas? Canvas size? Current size? Can I make this smaller? What's a good size? I don't know what a good size is. I just need to anchor this. Oh, nope. I don't want to mess with that too much. Maybe. I think that's good. I just have to figure out a good background color. Maybe a dark gray. That should be good. So I didn't want to do a lot of coloring for this. So I just have the two, three outline colors. But yes, I think that ought to be it. I just have to now figure out how to make a GIF. I guess we shall go to Google to figure that out. Wait. Okay, These are all free Photoshop. I don't use Photoshop. I don't want to use Photoshop because I don't know how to use Photoshop. Maybe this. Maybe this. I would have to save all my layers one by one. Okay. There's this on this corner. One. And gotta copy this one as well. And I'm saving them all as JPEGs. I should probably be saving these as PNGs, but I'm gonna try. We're gonna try doing this with JPEGs first and see how that goes. Wait, where? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah. Baby. blocking out the sound. But sorry if you can hear cats in the background. He likes to scream. Love the tortoise, baby. There you go. You can. Oh. Amazing. Truly technology. It do be technological. Let's see. Where am I? Put it in here. Let's see. What happened? Did my headphones finally die? I think my headphones died. Oh god. Gonna have to charge those again. Okay. Is this where I'm putting it? Is this where I put it? Show to me. Oh, that looks super cute. I probably should have changed the background, but it's fine. For now, at least I have this. Amazing. I suppose I will save this place so that I can use this later again at another time. Okay, that's all for now.